Welcome to Food for Thought. My name is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau from Compassionate Cooks. I founded Compassionate Cooks to empower people to make informed food choices and to debunk myths about vegetarianism and animal rights. You can learn more about who we are and what we do by visiting our website, CompassionateCooks.com. Hi, everybody. It's a bit unconventional for me to be here with you so soon after recording an episode, but I don't know how many of you listen to NPR, National Public Radio, but I'm a bit of a junkie. One of the shows, which is carried by some but not all affiliates, so I'm not sure if everybody can get it, is called Le Show, which is hosted by Harry Shearer. And you know Harry Shearer, even if you think you don't. If you've ever seen This is Spinal Tap or A Mighty Wind or Waiting for Guffman or even watched any Simpsons episodes, he does a number of voices, you know who Harry Shearer is. Anyway, so his weekly show, Le Show, is kind of a comedic and satiric look back at the week's news, and it's just really awesome. One of the best parts of the show is a segment called This Week's Apologies, and it's fantastic. He reads apologies that have been given by world figures or public figures in the news that week prior. So I thought of contacting him so that he could include my apology. In a previous podcast episode on traveling as a vegan, I talked about my experiences traveling and eating in Florida and elsewhere. I think I may have said something like people should just avoid Florida and Montana altogether if they want to eat vegan. And I was kidding. And I know most of you know I was kidding. And I think all of you know I was kidding. But I'd like to make a formal apology. I've never been to Montana, and we really did have a fine time in Florida. We were fine in Tampa and in St. Petersburg. It was once we were 2 hours from any major city that it was a bit challenging. But look, I live in one of the most veg-friendly capitals of the world, and if I drive 2 hours east of San Francisco, I'm in rancher country, and it's really difficult, more difficult to find really good vegan options there. So, for fear of being banned from entire states in America, I want to go on record and state that I did not mean to diss Florida and that I do plan to visit Montana someday. North Dakota, probably never, but I will go to Montana. I'm kidding. I have nothing against North Dakota. I just keep getting myself in trouble here. So I offer my sincere and humble apologies to anyone I may have offended. But seriously, the problem really does arise once you're outside of a major metropolitan area. Even when I don't threaten a fatal reaction to cheese like I did in Pizza Hut, I've always had people accommodate me whenever I've eaten out. And look, it's not the fault of veganism that certain cities don't have vegetables, or at least don't know how to prepare vegetables. That's a bigger problem that I plan to solve. And stay tuned. I'm in the process of putting together a plan that will expand Compassionate Cooks and lead to every city in the United States, every city in the world having Compassionate Cooks cooking classes. So people everywhere will have access to compassionate and healthful food. And I kid you not, I'm not kidding. This is really going to happen. So stay tuned. As part of my apology to Floridians everywhere, particularly those who live in the Tampa Bay area, which is where we centered our trip to visit my father, I do feel the need to recount some other positive experiences in that area that I failed to mention. First of all, had a wonderful lunch in St. Petersburg, a really lovely town, just an hour or so from Tampa, a little more than an hour. We met a friend there for lunch, and we ate outside at an adorable cafe that had a ton of vegan options. It was really lovely. And a few miles from where my father lives outside of Tampa in this little town called Lutz, and we frequent a place when we go there called Abby's Natural Foods, something like that. It's on a main road, and it's this health food store / organic grocery store / cafe that had a gazillion vegan options. So we love that place, and we were thrilled to find it the first time we went to visit him, and we found it literally as soon as we got out of the airport, as soon as we got to the hotel in that area. So that's fantastic. And another day we had lunch with my dad there on that main strip, and it was like this chain restaurant. I don't remember what the name of it was, but they had this huge salad bar, which was awesome. So, I mean, there are plenty of good experiences to be had in the Tampa Bay area in Florida. We did have an uncomfortable experience at the bed and breakfast we stayed in. The proprietor wasn't very nice, but she seemed to have issues that went far beyond her problem with veganism, and I'm sure she doesn't represent all Floridians. She was just a really mean lady, and we'll just leave it at that. But we do tend to stay in bed and breakfast when we go away, and every other bed and breakfast we've ever stayed in, we've had fantastic experiences. Before I book the place, I always call first and ask if they accommodate vegans, and I've never been disappointed. Nobody has ever said, actually, no, we can't do that. You know, a lot of them just have continental breakfast, which means that there are, you know, fresh fruit and cereal and, you know, bagels or something like that, and, you know, jam on the bagels and peanut butter on the bagels, and that kind of thing is always fine. But a lot of them actually do a full breakfast. And my favorite story about how accommodating bed and breakfasts can be involves this adorable little bed and breakfast in West Hollywood in Los Angeles. It's called the Garden Cottage Bed and Breakfast. And by the way, it's just down the street from Real Food Daily, which is one of the well-known vegan restaurants in Los Angeles. So I came across this place a few years ago online, and it just looked really adorable, and I wanted to stay there, and it was in a really great location, so I called them to see if they would accommodate us being vegan. And here's a secret. I actually love calling because it's an opportunity to have a conversation with someone about what vegan means. So anyway, I called, and I don't just call random bed and breakfast, though, so just so you know that, I had a legitimate reason for calling. So I called, and this really lovely woman answered, and she answered some other questions that I had, and finally I said, okay, so I just wanted to know if you would accommodate us being vegan. And she goes, oh, sweetheart, oh my goodness, of course we accommodate you being vegan, no problem. We accommodate vegans, no problem. Now, sweetheart, tell me, what is vegan? I swear to God, this is what she said. I swear to God, she has that accent. I'm not just making that up. So, you know, first she said, yes, no problem, we'll take care of you. And then she asked what vegan means. So needless to say, we did book a couple nights at that bed and breakfast. And with her enthusiasm and blessing, I sent her recipes to give her an idea of what she could make, including a tofu scramble. And David and I have agreed that her version of my tofu scramble is the best we've ever had, seriously. When we arrived, instead of having wine and cheese, which she usually has laid out for guests, they laid out wine and an assortment of nuts and dried fruit and bread with hummus and just some wonderful snacks. And it was so lovely. In addition to the scramble for breakfast, she makes roasted potatoes, and she served bread and jam from a nearby farmer's market and fresh fruit from the market, which was just incredible. So we've been back several times since, and I really do recommend it. It's called the Garden Cottage Bed and Breakfast. And if you just type that into Google along with Hollywood, you'll get several results. I don't think they have their own website, but if you go to bedandbreakfast.com, it has a really comprehensive page for them. But I'll include this link on the message board. Ahuva is her name. Ahuva and Bob run this place, and they're just awesome. Ahuva is most likely the most gracious hostess you'll ever meet. So book a couple nights there next time you visit Los Angeles, and tell her Colleen from Compassionate Cooks recommended it. And if you tell her I'm the one who gave her the tofu scramble, I think she'll remember who I am. So we've always had good experiences, except for that one mean lady in Florida. And I find that people are more willing to accommodate you than not. If we give people the benefit of the doubt in restaurants, in hotels, in really every aspect of our lives, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with the results. Most of the time, people just don't know. And like Ahuva, they're often willing to learn. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So if you forgive me, I do believe I'll be visiting the state of Florida again in the near future. And if Montanans, is that how you say it? If people from Montana will have me, I would love to visit Montana someday too. Until then, from Northern California, this is Colleen with Compassionate Cooks. Thank you for listening and for forgiving me.